Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The tectonic forces of liberty are erupting, are rising. Ladies and gentlemen, we are transmitting worldwide. Thanks for all your support on this live Sunday, September 5th transmission. I'm going to be here hosting both shows for the next 4 hours. And we have some major, major developments. Regulators now in 10 countries in just 5 days, including the U.S., the EU, and, of course, the U.K., so that's the EU's a lot more than just one country. So is the UK. It's 3 countries. Europe's 25 countries have banned under 16s having the deadly COVID-19 shots and the booster shots and on and on and on, saying it's dangerous. The wheels are coming off. And then they put out a huge panic story Friday because Joe Rogan was the number one news story in the world, saying he got better in basically a day with ivermectin, which is what I've experienced, many others have experienced, just a couple days max. My parents were almost dead, didn't even tell me they were sick for a week with COVID. I go over there, get them on ivermectin, get them on inhalable steroids and other stuff that I got prescriptions for them with the doctor. I had doctors go to their house. Within a day, my dad was, you know, putting furniture together that had just gotten delivered, you know, complex furniture. I wouldn't even do that. He loves doing it. They are suppressing this. I have a whole stack of mainline U.S. government-sponsored studies on ivermectin being an incredible antiviral. They just don't want you having any hope. And so they ran this story. It was the minute I saw it Friday night, I said, that is very suspect on a little TV station in Oklahoma. And I said, I bet they got paid money to do that, because a lot of the local news is really just paid propaganda. A lot of national news is. And I noticed there was no video of the hospitals overwhelmed. There was no evidence. So people started making calls to hospitals, started making calls to the TV station, including a reporter we work with that's going to be in studio with us coming up later. She's coming up the studio right now. Christy Lee is going to be on with us. And it turns out the doctor had not worked at the hospital chain in 2 months, and they did not treat one person for ivermectin poisoning or overdose. So they ran this headline all over the national news on MSNBC, CNN. Oh, my God, lines of people at the hospital. Gunshot victims can't get in. People having babies can't get in because there's thousands in one area of Oklahoma, but funny, not around the rest of the country, that just can't get in. They show stock footage. We looked it up with stock footage, and it was all fake. Hospital put a letter out and said he hasn't worked here in months. He has a very low rating, and no one ever came here with ivermectin poisoning. The thing is 1,000,000,000%, 100% fraudulent, but it's been run in every damn newspaper from Business Insider to the Washington Post. And I've been viciously attacked with it as well. They have just called me every name in the book over all of this. It has just been totally and completely out of control and insane. I've been in thousands of articles, printed in the top 10 on Twitter and Facebook, saying Jones eats horse paste on air. By the way, since you say it, I didn't do that. I got it from a medical prescription. My name's on this prescription from a medical doctor. I did take ivermectin on air. It's very good for you. It's by the way, anti-cancer is what the experts say. But I got the horse paste one right here. It's the same molecule. I'm going to take this on air later. So, in fact, I'm going to take the whole thing. Not recommending you do this. Talk to your physicians, but I used to work for a large animal vet. gosh, a long time ago, 30-something years ago. I'm really old now, like 35 years ago for a couple of years. He used to say, take it if you got the flu or whatever. Well, I'm going to down the whole thing going up. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, September 5th. The year is 2021, and we have got one hell of a transmission lined up for you tonight. I've been doing my syndicated radio show for about 25 years. I've been on air 28 years now. I'm up in a month, it'll be 28 years. And I have been doing a Sunday show for 12 years or 13 years now, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Going back during the election, now already 10 months ago, 11 months ago, we started doing Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. with Owen Schroyer. It's only 6 minutes of ads an hour for that, just the local breaks for local TV and radio stations. We cut all our breaks out. I will be hosting that with a very special in-depth interview and more coming up in the 6 to 8 o'clock transmission that we call Sunday Live. This is the Alex Jones Show that you're tuned into right now. And, of course, I host my weekday broadcast, 11 a.m., to 3 p.m. Central. Harrison Smith does a great job with American Journal, 8 a.m. Central. And of course, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central to 6 p.m. Central weekdays. We intend to add more shows and expand in the near future thanks to your support. And of course, we have freeworldnews.tv. That is the mirror of band.video. But band.video, that URL is banned to share on most platforms, but freeworldnews.tv is not. Okay, let me just in this little segment give you a prelude to what is coming up this evening for everybody. We have so much good news against the globalists and against the corporate fraud and against Big Pharma's insane rollout and the wheels coming off of it, and the fact that the world's waking up to it, and regulators in India and regulators in the EU and regulators in the US and regulators in the UK and regulators in Mexico and the Mexican president, regulators in Brazil, and regulators in just all Asia, all over the world, regulators in Africa. The head regulators, millions of people marching all over the world as well. They are all demonstrating and protesting en masse all over the world. And you've got these regulators, the head scientist over the vaccine program at the FDA and his deputy, go public, top virologist, and say, children should not take this, under 16 shouldn't take it, you shouldn't have booster shots. This is insane. And that's with what I told you 18, 19 months ago as I was reading the documents put out by Merck and Pfizer and all the rest of them until Merck dropped out. And they said, well, it's never worked to create a cold virus vaccine, so you'll have to have them probably every month to 2 months. So I told you then they'll start announcing, oh, there's a booster needed. And then as soon as you hear a booster, oh, there's a fourth shot. Oh, there's a fifth. And now Pfizer's head has announced 5 shots a year on top of the two. That's 7. And of course, 3 of these and the studies they've now done, that they didn't do them prior, they've done them now, the British government did, show that three Pfizer shots lowers your immune system to 1/6 of what it was and turns off your killer T cells. It's equivalent of having HIV. I mean, wow. So Big Pharma is erasing Europe's, the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the U.K. The rest of the world will not take this so-called vaccine. So you got the regulators running to the exits. Isn't it funny that a document created that we'll be covering later, the SPARS 2023-2025 report, remind me, I got my researchers in there. When was SPARS? Was SPARS in 2018? 2017, and then it was public in 2018. That's right, my memory serves. It's live time. 2023 is 2020. So it's a two-year drill. 2023 is 2020 to 2022. And in it, it says the regulators will all resign, and it says then Afghanistan will fall and the Taliban will take over. I'm going to show you that today. And General Flynn used to head up the Defense Intelligence Agency and was the director for Trump, National Security Advisor. He read it and he said, yeah, after we pointed it out, he said, it is a war game battle plan, which it is. But now it's all coming true in live time. They say a year and a half into the pandemic, Afghanistan will fall and the Taliban will take over. Going to be showing you that today as well. Also, we've got all the major investigations. We've got India and Israel and a bunch of other countries side by side. Countries with 10% or less injection with COVID vaccines have basically no deaths and no problems now. And Israel, the highest vaccinated, has the highest deaths and highest problems. And the majority of the people dying have had the shot. So you hear them on the news saying, oh, well, the vaccine still lets you spread it and get sick. Just as Oscar De La Hoya took both Pfizer shots and is almost dead. But it still makes the infection less bad. That's not true, because they just don't count people that die who've been vaccinated as dying of COVID. That's not come out. I mean, the magnitude of the lying is incredible. And we have investigative reporter Christy Lee in studio at 5:30 today in about an hour and 20 minutes. She called up a certain TV station in Oklahoma I'm going to tell you about now and when we come back. And she got a breaking report that she'll be on air with live that will premiere. She called him up and interviewed him. Wait till you hear this. CNN, ABC News, NBC News, MSNBC, CNBC, the Young Turds, their turdlet Hassan Piker, all of them, they all reported that I'm completely insane. They tied me to it. And that I'm causing people, they tied me into it, to have mass overdoses in a hospital chain in Oklahoma. No other chains, no other places, no video, no proof. They said that thousands of people are hallucinating, their livers are failing, they're dying from taking ivermectin. And they had a doctor on TV via Skype, but didn't show any footage, didn't show any proof. So people started calling the hospital. We did. And it's a whole hospital chain. The doctor doesn't work there. They said, no, we've not had one person here with ivermectin. And quite frankly, other than having some COVID patients, we're not that busy. And no, we've got, and they told them, we've got like 100 plus ambulances on standby. And they put out a press release. Twitter's blocking the hospital's press release, so is Google. Because they're in a war with you and your family. You are an enemy of big tech, of big pharma, of big banks that have taken America over. They are a foreign takeover group. Well, Rolling Stone has had to retract. And in classic Orwellian fashion, they called an update with the hospital's message. And get ready for it. Not one person in the huge hospital chain of dozens of hospitals has been there with ivermectin poisoning. Not one person. Not one person. I'm going to read that for you, ladies and gentlemen. They did not treat any patients. He said thousands. He said pregnant women couldn't have babies. Ambulances couldn't get in. And they showed fake photos. I did a Google search on the photo that Rolling Stone used and the TV station used of people lined up wearing masks? And it was from another state a year ago and was also part of a fake photo op. We have caught them red super handed. And I've got the press release right here from the hospital. It's on the front page of InfoWars.com. I suggest you share it. But they don't care. Rolling Stone retracted. But they didn't go in and change all their tweets and things. And this story is everywhere. And there are literally hundreds of articles now saying, arrest me, sue me, that because I took ivermectin live on air Friday, prescribed to me by my doctor. When, yes, everyone's asking. I love the national news goes, no one knows if Jones had COVID. No one knows he even took ivermectin. It's just a two-minute clip. Well, dumbasses, you could have gone to my actual show Friday. Millions of people did at Infowars.com/show or hundreds of radio stations and TV stations and seen the whole segment where I explained it all. But we'll do it later. But I do have the actual paste as well. I'm going to take the whole thing. I don't recommend you do this, but we'll see if I die. Of course, I won't. I'll be totally fine.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Back to the most banned broadcast in the world. The tip of the spear against the globalists, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, next segment I'm going to start getting into the huge hoax story and why it's such a window into the globalist mindset and why they would engage in such premeditated, organized frauds on purpose. Through Newsweek, that got sold years ago and is now just a PR firm, and this local TV station with this doctor telling 100% fake lie on purpose. What's really behind that? We'll get into it next segment, and then we have an investigative report on the ground from Oklahoma coming up with our reporter we're working with, Christy Lee. So look for that bottom of the next hour in about 60 minutes or about 70 minutes from now. But let's get into big picture, okay? How big a deal is it to have the regulators in the United States, in the UK, in Europe, and a bunch of other places saying, do not give under 16s the Pfizer or Moderna shots or any of these other shots that Fauci and the CDC and the National Institute of Allergies created? Because they're the ones that told them what they wanted done. These vaccines were already developed, these gene therapies at Wuhan Lab. That's what Fauci's been doing. This is a larger plan where the pandemic, which wasn't a pandemic, then gets you to take the, quote, vaccines that then erase your immune system. So you've got to keep taking these gene therapies on a monthly basis. And now Pfizer has announced pills on a daily basis. 2 years, two shots, a booster every 5 months, a twice daily pill, and quarantine camps for suspected cases to slow the spread. That's what Tim Pool had to say about it, and that's what's happening. I have right here the head of Pfizer. CEO of Pfizer has now stated you will require 3 booster shots per year. You got the video clip. Wonder how people feel now about being coerced into 2 and now being told they're not fully vaxxed. Virus czar calls to begin readying the 4th vaccine in Israel. I played you the health minister in Australia saying, oh, you'll be getting shots every few months now. Played that last week. COVID vaccine passports to start in England this month. This is a total rollout. And by the way, the UN and the Journal of Nature have come out and called for carbon lockdowns and said that this was all a drill to prepare you to be controlled by apps on your phone, and you'll have your own carbon calories that track everything you do and tax everything you do. We'll be getting to that report as well. I've actually got the study right here. There it is, personal carbon allowances. Now, if you're a listener here, you're going, Jones, you've been talking about that for 20 years. I know, it's in the Rockefeller Foundation, it's in Operation Lockstep, it's in Klaus Schwab's books, but now we're living it. And that's my biggest frustration before I hit all this important news. In fact, I meant to take this right at the start of the show. I'm going to do it now, 23 minutes in, and I'm going to just say this. I'm going to be very calm about it, but if we don't grasp this, we have no future. This is an organized global corporate takeover of not just countries, not just businesses, not just other corporations, not just a vertical integration, not just a consolidation of power. This is a takeover of our very bodies, a takeover of our very cells. And Klaus Schwab isn't just the head of the Fortune 100. He's the former head of the UN Biological Diversity Agenda 21 Board. And he's the former head of the Bilderberg Group, the most powerful secret group in the world that I and Jim Tucker were the first to expose. Until about 10 years ago, the media said it didn't exist. Now in his own bio, he says, I head up the Bilderberg Group. So the Davos Group is the externalization of what they want. And I was at Bilderberg 10 years ago covering it in a town north of London, beautiful rolling hills. And they brought in a statue at the five-star hotel because I was there days before they came. They threw me out. Got to dig up that footage and play it. And they brought in a sculpture of a skeleton, a human being absorbed by a machine and eaten like the movie The Thing with its face stretching and its teeth all nightmarish being gobbled up by a machine. And on his own bio on the Davos Group website, he says, we're going to capture your countries and capture your freedom, and you won't make decisions, and you'll own nothing, and you'll have nothing. There it is, capture of democracy and structures and institutions. So all the liberals and all the corporatists and all the leftists that claim they're anti-establishment and claim, oh, you know, they're censoring the right-wingers because, you know, we're evil racists, that's all crap. They work for the big megabanks. They work for the big takeover system. And they're building a dystopia and a post-human world. So Senator Hawley, Senator Paul, Senator Grassley, who claims to be good, Senator Cruz, these are all smart men, as smart as I am, probably smarter. And they say very little about this being a UN global corporate takeover of the planet, that that's why there's censorship by big tech. And that's why legacy media, dinosaur media, works with big tech. And that's why they're taking over local governments. And that's how they're taking over the federal government. And that's how they're taking over all the institutions. And they're building a horrible post-human future at the end of it. I mean, their ideology is public. Bill Gates, Ted Turner, Klaus Schwab say 90% reduction in humans, bare minimum, by 2030. They say that'll cure poverty, all right, they're going to kill everybody. You're like, how are they going to get that done? Back when they said it at Rio de Janeiro in 1992. Well, they said in 2020, Agenda 21, you're now in the year 2021, they launch the global breakdown of society, the post-industrial world. Type in the UN's goal of post-industrial world. You'll get their white papers, their reports. They'll be on their website. You understand? If you're a radio listener, you hear me saying all this. The crew is in there just searching whenever I say, showing you the UN website, showing you the Rockefeller website. And this is about the UN. The UN now runs our policy, runs what you're allowed to say, what doctors can say, what Senator Paul, who's a medical doctor, comes out and talks about how learned immunity, your body's natural immunity, is better than a vaccine immunity, and they censor him, saying that's not approved by the UN. Well, who controls the UN? Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. I mean, this is incredible. We are being conquered by a multinational force that tells us in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times that they're looking forward to the end of humanity and the forced extermination, not of 90%, but the voluntary extinction movement of all of us. But of course, it's not really voluntary. And all these remaking and reboosting of Bill Gates by the Vanderbilt heir, Anderson Cooper, on 60 Minutes. It's disgusting. And then Bill Gates is underwriting all those programs and paying for that because he's tax exempt. All right, we come back. I'm going to get last segment of this hour now into the biggest hoax ever that they've been caught with their pants down saying thousands dead and dying, hospital lines everywhere, ivermectin ODs everywhere. And the hospital group said it's a total hoax, not one ivermectin patient, and the doctor doesn't work there. I mean, but it's still, they're going to keep putting it on the news everywhere because they don't want you to protect yourself. They want to kill you and your family.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years, and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election, and we need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds, and he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, they have been really demonizing me all over national news, saying I took ivermectin on air and I'm going to hurt people and I'm a bad person. Consult your own physician. I'm my own person. The leftists want you to be able to kill your own baby. They want to be able to suicide people just because they're depressed. But, oh, if you listen to the thousands of medical doctors and hundreds of studies that it's a powerful antiviral, you're a bad person. These people don't care about you. They want to enslave you. They want to control you. They want to kill you. So start of the next hour, we're going to have something special for you on that front. So I've got the prescription human ivermectin, and I've got the insert that comes with the stuff from Tractor Supply or your feed store or your veterinarian, and it's the same molecule. Horses drink water, we drink water. Horses breathe air, we breathe air. And I'm going to take some of this start of the next hour, just to illustrate it and take the fear away. But I'm telling you, I would go to a doctor if you want to get ivermectin. I'm not going to give you medical advice for you and your family. I'm just going to illustrate that my family and I took it, and it was amazing and knocked out the COVID in like a day. Same thing for Joe Rogan, and they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know about the Japanese studies or the Japanese government. They don't want you to go to the NIH website and type in ivermectin study. Oh, on the front, they tell you, don't take it, you're not a horse. But when you type in and look at all the government-sponsored studies, there's literally hundreds of them. And the vast majority, 99%, are positive. Okay, let's get into the meat and potatoes here, what we're facing. Here is the late, great George Carlin, decades ago, laying out what's really going on with the media and all the germophobia. Here it is.
Just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can f*** with you anytime they want, as long as you put up with it. As long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing. Germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country. Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans are, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're weak and you got a weak immune system.
By the way, that's what all the science shows. The new Israeli study, natural immunity to COVID 13 times better. The shots lower your immunity each time. Two shots lowers it to 1/6 of your previous immune system. And now they want you to take it every few months. That's coming up next hour. I'm going to be getting into that, how diabolical all this is, how Australia and Europe are building COVID camps, so is the U.S., and how nightmarish this is. But just in case you didn't know, here's a little short clip of myself 11 years ago in 2010 reading from the Rockefeller Foundation. By the way, they run the global COVID response to the U.N. That's who's above Bill Gates. The Rockefeller Foundation's own Operation Lockstep describing the future world. That's how I predicted this.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite. Millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why. because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. And that's a minute-and-a-half version of a 10-minute version that just goes through how they're going to slowly say, first you got to take shots, then when you take the shots, they still won't let you go outside. Now it's going to be a carbon tax that's attached to that. It's now officially been announced by Biden and by the U.S. government and by major universities. That's coming up next hour as well. But let's go to another clip here. Here's Klaus Schwab a few years ago, the head of the Bilderberg Group, the head of the Davos Group, the front man of this whole U.N. takeover. Here he is on CBS with Charlie Rose telling you about the GMO takeover of humanity, GMO humans.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
Right.
Just as an example, it's you who are changed. And, of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. And offers certain kinds of possibilities that have to be careful about. You know, when you began to do that kind of gene editing, some people worry that you were changing what it means to be human.
That's the problem. And, of course, the new industrial revolution offers us many opportunities, but it raises many fold questions on the ethical, but even legal implications, and we have to be prepared for it, and that's what we want to do in Davos next year.
Talk about technology and how the ways it can be deployed that contribute to growth rather than exacerbate unemployment. How will that implement itself?
It's a big question mark because there is a fear that technology, robots, just to take one.
Yeah. You get productivity from machines.
Exactly. And it replaces maybe the workforce or jobs faster than we can replace them with new jobs. Not everybody can be a robot polisher and so on. So there will be new jobs.
Not everyone can be a robot polisher. We kill you. Klaus Schwab later said, Great Reset will lead to a fusion of your physical, digital, and biological identity controlled by them. And now they admit, okay, these Frankenshots do take over your body, do change your DNA. And it erases, of course, your immune system. What an assault. What a war. A modern 21st century war, and we're under it. We're in it. Okay. The biggest hoax where they've been caught with their pants down, and you know it was paid for, you know it's all controlled. National media just ready to pounce on this story out of Oklahoma. Thousands in the hospital, deaths, gunshot victims, pregnant women can't get in. They're all poisoned with ivermectin. Not one person was in the hospital. The hospitals have all gone public. It's all a hoax, all a lie. But you won't see the left retract it because this is psychological warfare against us. Who is their enemy? This is a globalist takeover. It's a war.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exni family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I do another live transmission. And you can be an emissary. You can be a person that carries the fire of truth and liberty by telling your neighbors, your friends, your family, perfect strangers, that the truth lives at Infowars.com/show and freeworldnews.tv. Write it on the back of a napkin, hand it to somebody. Give somebody a bumper sticker. Take action. Every order, whether it's for a $10 product or a $100 product at InfoWarsStore.com, it's a whole bunch of free bumper stickers and more with all sorts of great slogans like Arrest Fauci, InfoWars.com, The Media is the Virus, InfoWars.com, and so much more, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, so Friday evening, my phone starts ringing off the hook with different well-known media personalities saying, we're surprised you haven't covered this fake story out of Oklahoma where they're saying that all these thousands of people are sick and dying of liver failure from ivermectin, which isn't even true. And they said, it's fake. And so I went and started doing research because I missed that it had broken around the time I got off air Friday. And it was all over Rachel Maddow. It was all over CNN, MSNBC, all over. I mean, and the next day it was in newspapers all over the country. And so I got some of the reporters we work with, and she's going to be with us coming up bottom of the next hour, Christy Lee, to make some phone calls, do some things. Other people called the hospitals. We did as well. And the hospital chain that this doctor that was on the local TV station who first put up this disinfo put out a press release and said, it's not true. We haven't had one single person here that overdosed from ivermectin. So they put out this giant hoax story And not one person had been in this hospital chain. Turns out the doctor had worked there a short time, hadn't worked there in months, and they had plenty of ambulances. They're not overwhelmed. None of it was true. The news clearly was picked. This is a globalist psyop for sure because people trust local news more. Then it's put out nationally everywhere. They jump on it and say, thousands in the hospital, liver failure, taking horse medicine. And none of it was true. It was all a lie. And notice, here's the American Medical Association puts out a press release here last week on September 1st and says, do not take it. This is from the UN. This is from the WHO. They say it's not good. And so do the vaccine makers. Well, of course, because if you get hydroxychloroquine, if you get zinc and vitamin D3, if you get quercetin, if you get ivermectin, which is looking like it works the best, and it blocks the replication of these prion synthetic viruses, then you don't get the mass death and the intubations and the hysteria they want. If people learn about this, this drug developed 50-something years ago in Japan and distributed by Merck here in the United States. So Joe Rogan's got a bunch of medical doctors he knows. Joe Rogan took Regeneron, which, by the way, is an approved thing and is basically cloned mouse white blood cells that are programmed and trained to go out and kill COVID. And it works in like 5-6 hours. I know a lot of folks have taken it. It's incredible. He goes out and does that. He goes out and does ivermectin, and he's basically better a day later. They are pissed about that because they want the vaccine passport. They want the control. Now they're saying, just a week ago, it was 2 new boosters a year. Now it's 5 boosters a year because it doesn't work, and it lowers your immune system and takes you over. Again, I'll cover that next hour. So if there's something else that's going to help you, something that costs $10 from a doctor, they've now got to threaten through the medical associations doctors that prescribe this. Hospitals that do are having almost 100% success rates, just like Japan's National and Tokyo Doctors Association has come out and said. So this is so criminal that they're doing this, and that they would put out a fake news report with a doctor that doesn't work there, and the hospital puts out a press release saying it's all a lie. By the way, the UN comes out with the American Medical Association and says it might cause nausea, it might cause diarrhea, it might have neurological effects if you take too much. Yeah, if you take enough for a 1,000-pound horse and you weigh 100 pounds, it's the same molecule, though, if you get it from a doctor. And I'm saying consult a doctor. I'm not saying take this. I'm not your doctor. Go read your own research. I'll show you some studies here in a moment they don't want you to see about antiviral and the nature of this. I've had medical doctors on talking about it. They don't want the competition because they want you sick. They want you dead. They want to depopulate you. That's their own statements. I'll play Bill Gates saying it again coming up next hour. It's going to be jam-packed, and I'm going to host the third and fourth hour tonight. So notice this is an approved drug. That's why you know about some of the side effects if you overdose. This was never approved, the Pfizer, the Moderna, the J&J, the AstraZeneca, all the rest of it. And even when they said 3 weeks ago it was approved, turns out it wasn't approved. They just extended the emergency authorization and said it might be actually approved in 2025, maybe. And then the head regulators all quit saying it was wrong that the head of the FDA overrode them and authorized it. But you don't see that on the news. You got to dig to find that. We've been proven right. We've been vindicated. You've been vindicated. We got to save lives and get all this information out. But they are scared of the truth. So let's read this. Here is the original local TV station report. Parents overdosing on ivermectin, backing up rural Oklahoma hospitals and ambulances. It says thousands are in there. Their organs are failing. They're dying. Here's the Rolling Stone retraction. Says the doctor has not worked at the location in over 2 months. NHS has not treated, that's that chain of hospitals, any patients due to complications related to taking ivermectin. This includes not treating any patients for ivermectin overdose. All patients who have visited our emergency room have received medical attention as appropriate. Our hospital has not had to turn away any patients seeking emergency care. It's all a lie. The photo is fake. Look at the fake photo of the people lined up trying to get medical care because of the evil ivermectin morons. Here's the press release actually from the facility. Here's what Rolling Stone has changed it to just pictures of ivermectin now. My dad and mother had COVID. They didn't tell me. I went over there. They looked like they were dead. My dad, his oxygen was down to like 83. Supposed to be in the hospital at that. Got to the medical doctors, got him to the house within a few hours. That was it. We got ivermectin into him at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By midnight, he was up running around eating and feeling like 90% better. The next day, I told you, they delivered 6 pool chairs. He likes to buy the cheaper ones you got to put together. He sat there in the living room and put them together. That's what ivermectin did. Same thing with my mother. And I, ladies and gentlemen, already had it, never made a big deal about it, and treated myself with ivermectin. That's why I knew, get your ass over there. And I had a medical doctor prescribe it to me out of Texas, who is very famous, and if he wants to go public at some point, he will. But he heads up a major medical group. I'll leave it at that. Major hospital. And I got the inhalable steroids, the other steroids you take as a pill. And now the media's like, call the FBI, he admits to steroids. It's not anabolic, you dumb leftist. It's not what Schwarzenegger takes. It's corticotypic. You know, like when your knees hurt, it kills inflammation, you dumbasses. What do you think the inhalers are, you stupid jackasses? You're the ones that are dumb horses or dumb jackasses. It's the same thing as a freaking inhaler, you morons. It gets rid of inflammation. Most of the deaths from the Spanish flu, 50 million in 1918, 1917, were from an autoimmune response to the virus. If they'd had steroids, they'd have lived. Anyways. They don't want you knowing this. They want you, like Oscar De La Hoya, took the Pfizer shot. Within a week of the second shot, can't breathe, may die. All right, I'm already ranting. I haven't gotten a local newscast and all the rest of it. It's just so damn criminal by these people. Dr. Zelenko was the first person to start using ivermectin I know of in March of last year. He treats over 30,000 Hasidic ultra-Orthodox Jews. Everybody he was able to get to lived. But a lot of his patients, they grabbed and took to nursing homes and wouldn't let him get in, and they killed them. But everybody he got to survive, 30 frickin' thousand people. So that's what's going on here. Oh, but the liberals make fun of, oh, he's a dummy, and everybody's a dummy because it's a depopulation operation. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to start back in the next hour. We've got so much to cover. And then I'm going to get to Israel with the highest death rate and the highest illness rate with the highest vaccination rate. And just their plans, the endless lockdowns, a shot every month is their final plan. I told you that a year and a half ago. Now it's in the news. Now it's 5 shots a year. I mean, it's all going down, ladies and gentlemen. Please remember, InfoWarsStore.com, amazing supplements, amazing vitamins, things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, amino acids, 33% off. I'm going to keep it at that even though it's selling out. We have a lot of other great products as well, like Bazo Beach back in stock, Pollen Block back in stock, and a lot of great t-shirts and books at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.